Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Landecker, thank you for coming on and being with us here at 720 WGN. We are saluting Homewood today, and we're going to talk to Kathleen Daly about the Cancer Support Center. Yeah, we're saluting Homewood. I guess there's a little bit of Homewood, but we're also, I guess, Mokena is sneaking in for a little mention, because Cancer Support Centers are in Homewood and Mokena, the two locations there. And I love this job description, Kathleen: cancer caregiver, program director, and art therapist. Let's go backwards. Give me the skinny on the art therapy.
Yeah, so I got my master's from Adler University in counseling and art therapy, and that's how I started at the Cancer Support Center. So art therapy gives all of our participants a chance to really take a break. Oftentimes, yeah. Some cancer, yeah, to use art as a way to relax, and then other times as a way to process their journey. So they might be making art specifically about their cancer experience, the different ways their body has changed, their family structure, their personalities. And so it just really gives us another tool working with the art.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent avenue, and one that can have unexpected benefits, quite frankly. And as I was reading about the Cancer Support Center, you know, you say cancer, and that brings forth all sorts of thoughts. And we've all either had someone we know suffer from the cancer disease, or members of our family. My mother, for instance. But I love hearing and seeing in the description that things like enhance your life, boost your mood, improve your overall quality of life. Those are important things. I mean, because the mindset is one of the major contributors, I think, to how you handle this type of situation.
Absolutely. So we're focused on working alongside their medical team and providing that holistic care, so that whether they're dealing with physical side effects, emotional side effects, you know, due to cancer, that we're really able to help them cope through all of that and with the highest quality of life possible.
Well, I'm reading some of the, I guess you would call them programs or classes, that have to do with cooking, superfoods, eating healthy, summertime beverages, low in sugar and calories, healthy lifestyle, 8-week nutrition and fitness program. Those are all very amazing additions to a cancer support center, and one I don't think normally people think about.
Right. So, yeah, we've really been able to use what the last few decades have taught us about cancer care and turn that into our 5-point program model. So everything from counseling to networking groups, fitness classes, massage, the nutrition classes that you were mentioning, and then body image with our wig boutiques.
So are those the major things that you've learned in the treatment of cancer over the past 20 years? Because you just referenced that, and I'm wondering, is there more, or is that pretty much the areas which have been included?
You know, through the research that we found, these were the 5 areas that kept coming up as being really beneficial, and in addition to the traditional medical treatment for cancer, so that when we can bolster our immune systems and our emotional side of things, and really even getting to the root of some of our health issues through nutrition and fitness and all of that, that yes, it's all connected.
Yeah, I was reading about the superfoods, and I've heard, you know, read news reports about superfoods. Can you expound on that a little bit, on what the superfoods are?
Yeah, so there's various superfoods that we can add into our diet that just, they kind of have like the most bang for their buck. So if you're thinking of, you know, the most nutrient-dense foods that you could be eating, that's what would be considered then a superfood.
And if someone wants to inquire more about what's available Where should they go? Who should they call? How do they contact you?
Yeah, so they can visit our website. It's www.cancersupportcenter.org. And on our website, you'll find all of our contact information. Most of our programs are available in person and online now, so that's been an exciting change since the pandemic. So you're able to access us wherever you are.
Well, that's it's great work that you're doing, needless to say, and I want to congratulate you and say thank you for your service, not only for you, but for everybody out there, because you're on the front line of a lot of different things that have been happening over the past few years, and I know that's not an easy road, but I want to say thank you for standing up and doing it, and for being with us here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much, Kathleen.
Thank you so much.
That's, pardon me, Kathleen Daly, who's with the Cancer Support Centers there in Homewood at 2028 Elm Road. Their phone number is 708-798-9171. And also, they have a Mokena location at 19645 South LaGrange Road in Mokena. It's 720 WGN.